Welcome here in Goloka Dhama. I hope that all of you will get the unlimited mercy of Radha Madan Mohan. We have been, just for your information, we had a retreat. Maybe you do know and you have heard the title was Krishna Samadhi. You might think, what is Krishna Samadhi? Srila Prabhupada talks a few times about this term Krishna Samadhi and says that it is the goal of all devotees to obtain an absorption in Krishna. So we have been giving philosophical lectures in the morning about what is bhakti, what is our process, and then we had workshops, fantastic workshops, where we have step by step laid the foundation of absorption. First of all, we started with the understanding that we are an eternal soul, and because before you can connect with Krishna in Sambandha, you do need to have the three elements of Sambandha there: the soul, the world, and Krishna. Then we have been doing many different forms of absorption, and we ended today by instructing the devotees in the art of manasapuja, that is worship within the mind. It was a very wonderful thing. And in the evening we have always done something which I'm very, very interested to develop. We have been doing kirtan, and also we have listened to Krishna Katha. So, because when doing kirtan, it is important that you do it in a devotional way as a glorification of Krishna. And for that, it's good to know who's Krishna, what are his pastimes, what are his activities, and so on. So today, we will have our last evening, our last Krishna Katha evening. And I think as we go on, all of our devotees will come. Some are still in the forest doing their different chantings and so on. I would very much like to welcome you for this session. It was very good. Ooh, it was a week went by like a flash, and we are all, I think, very enlivened by this combination of Krishna Katha, you know, where we talk about Krishna and sing about Krishna. We're just setting everything up here. Let me just set myself up here. Danke. Shama kunna. Persons who are constantly engaged in the transcendental meditation of seeing Krishna, internally and externally, by thinking of him playing the flute, entering the Vrindavan forest and tending the cows with the cowherd boys, have really attained the perfection of samadhi. Samadhi, or trance, means absorption of all the activities of the senses in a particular object. And the gopis indicate that the pastimes of Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who always is absorbed in the thought of Krishna is the topmost of all yogis. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Sanatan Goswami, he initially intended to give him a very concrete description of Sambandha Gyan. That means who we are as living entities, who we are in relationship to the world and how the world influences us, and who is Krishna. But when Sanatan Goswami, or better, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to describe Krishna, he totally lost all his descriptive powers. He didn't teach any longer like a teacher who teaches Sambandha. He was totally overthrown with the ecstasies in his heart. And he began to talk about the sweetness and opulences of Lord Krishna as if he would have 1,000 mouths. He began to talk so ecstatically about Krishna's sweetness that he would sometimes laugh and sometimes cry. And he would say to Sanatana Goswami, "I am a madman." He became so overwhelmed with what he with his beloved Lord Krishna that he totally changed the subject. It was no longer a kind of systematic philosophical contribution, but it was an ecstatic outpour of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. In the midst of it, he stopped and said, "Sanatan, Shuno, listen to the amazing opulences of Krishna. Once, when Krishna was ruling Dwaraka, Lord Brahma came to see him. And the doorman immediately informed Lord Krishna of Brahma's arrival. Krishna, Brahma has arrived. What should we do?" Krishna smiled and said, "Doorman, don't let Brahma immediately come in and see me. Ask him first which Brahma has arrived." When Lord Brahma heard the question, "Which Brahma has arrived?" he thought, "Are there many Brahmas? I thought I'm the only creator of the universe. Do I have a rival?" Then he thought very deeply. And he thought, "A man is known by his sons." Just like a spiritual master is glorified and known in the world by his different prominent disciples. In the same way, a man is known by his sons. So he said, "Tell him Brahma is there, the father of the four Kumaras." Perhaps Brahma was thinking, Krishna is maybe testing me, if I'm humble. And he immediately thought, I'm not such a good devotee as my four sons, so I better introduce myself in relationship to my four devotee sons. The doorman then informed Lord Krishna of Lord Brahma's description, and only then, when Brahma had announced himself as the father of the devotee sons, Krishna gave the permission for Brahma to enter. The doorman escorted our four-headed Brahma. They went through the different halls of that huge, huge palace, and Brahma was surprised to see the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, until finally in a big hall he saw Lord Krishna on a throne. He immediately fell to the ground and offered him his worship. Krishna then asked him, "Why have you come here, O Brahma?" Brahma was so intrigued by the question, which Brahma, that he just couldn't concentrate and say why he had come here. And he said, "Later, my Lord, I will tell you why I have come here. But first of all, please help me. I have this question in my heart. There is this doubt. Why did you inquire which Brahma had come to see you? What is the purpose of such a question? Is there any other Brahma besides me within this universe?" Upon hearing this, Sri Krishna simply smiled and immediately went into a deep trance. There, in his trance, he called for the millions and billions and trillions of Brahmas to arrive. "Come, come, come." And unlimited Brahmas began to fill the hall. These Brahmas had different numbers of heads. Some had 10 heads, some 20, some 100, some 1,000, some 10,000, some 100,000, some 10 million, and others 100 million. No one could count the number of their heads. Many Shivas arrived with various numbers of heads. Many Indras also came. And these Indras had hundreds and thousands of eyes all over their body. When the four-headed Brahma of this little universe saw these unlimited numbers of other Brahmas, Shivas, Indras, which had been called by Lord Krishna, their master, he became very bewildered, and he thought himself, "I am a rabbit amongst many elephants. This is how insignificant and foolish I feel." All the Brahmas who came to see Lord Krishna then offered their respects at his lotus feet. And when they did this, when they paid their obeisances, their helmets made of the best of metals clang on the floor. Krishna was worshipped by these millions of Brahmas, and Krishna just stayed on his throne and smiled very happily. When the helmets, however, struck the floor before Krishna's lotus feet, there was such a tumultuous sound. Gong, 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 gong. And it was even better. It seemed that the hermits themselves wanted to speak, offering their prayers to Lord Krishna. Then all these superterrestrials or extraterrestrial living beings prayed to Lord Krishna and said, "My dear Krishna, you have called us. Is there anything you want of us in particular?" And Krishna responded, no, it's all right. I just wanted to see you." Our Brahma was shocked. He had seen Krishna up till then as a powerful being within this one universe which he had created. And sometimes he had even forgotten that Krishna was the one who is the original creator. But when he saw how there were many billions of other universes outside or beyond this particular one, and when he saw that there were millions of Brahmas, he could understand that according to the size of the universe, he only had four heads. This was a small universe. There were billions. Then Lord Krishna bade farewell to the four-headed Brahma of this universe. "We may thus understand that no one, not even Brahma, can calculate the extent of Krishna's energies." And as Lord Chaitanya was talking about this particular pastime of Krishna, he felt overwhelmed with ecstasy, and he could understand Krishna is so great. Krishna is so unlimitedly powerful. Krishna is the Lord of all the lords of the universe who come at his call, just like servants come when the master calls them. And he became very, very much devoted towards Krishna. All his illusion and possibly all his pride was gone. My dear devotees, as we hear about Krishna, it is very important that we never forget this aspect of Krishna. Sometimes, like now, when we hear about the sweetness of Krishna, we may forget that he is the Lord of all that exists. But let this thought never enter our mind. Let us always keep Krishna and his pastimes in a worshipable distance. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, the path of deep attachment as it exists in Vrindavan should always be kept over my head. I will read today, I will narrate today one of these pastimes to you, which are overflowing with the sweetness of Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to always and at all times remember the divine and exalted position of Krishna, which he has within this universe. Within this universe, he displays his power in such a way that not even a wind can blow without his sanction. What to speak of planets which cannot be created without his will. Outside, beyond the river which separates the material from the spiritual manifestation, that same Lord, who is so powerful that in fear of him the wind blows and the universes are creating. Outside of all of this, he's playing on his flute. He's dancing happily And he is sad when his devotees are not around him. And he is happy when his devotees call him, "Oh, you are sometimes very truthful," meaning that Krishna sometimes may lie. He likes that. So we will hear about these sweet pastimes in a second. But first I would like you to sing with me a song of longing. The song of calling out for Krishna. It's a difficult song and we have only sung it a few times, but we will all learn it. Kabe habe bolo se din mo. Kabe habe bolo se din mo. Please tell me, when will my happy day come? Aparada guchi shudanama ruchi kripa bole hobe hridaye sancha. Aparada guchi shudanama ruchi kripa bole hobe hridaye sancha. Kabe habe bolo se dinamo. Kabe habe bolo se dinamo. Trinari kahina kabe ni jamane. Sahishnuta guna hridaye ani. Tinari dahina kavini damanam. Tinari kahina kavini jemani. Sahishnuta guna hridaye adni. Tinai kahina sahishnuta guna hridaye adni. Sakala manada apani amani. Hoya ashvadhi bonama rasasara. Amani. Hoya ashvadhi bonama rasasara. Kabe habe bolo se dinamo. Kabe habe bala lady namo. Feeling myself lower than a blade of grass, welcoming the quality of forbearance into my heart, giving honor to all living beings, and being freed from false pride. When will I taste the essence of the liquid nectar of the holy name? Dana jana ara kavita sundari bolibo na chahi deho sukha kori. Dana jana ara kavita sundari bolibo na chahi deho sukha kori. janme janme dao ohe gora hare aityuki bhakti charane toma When will I no longer want bodily pleasures like wealth, followers, and beautiful women as described in worldly poetry? Oh, Lord Gaurahari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. Kabe habe bolo seidina mo. Kabe habe bolo seidina mo. Korite shi Krishna nama uchadana. Pulakito deho godgoda vachana. Korite shi Krishna nama uchalana. Pulakita deho godgoda vachana. Vaivanya vipattu habi sangatana. Nirantara netre bhabe ashrudhara. When will the day come when I sing the divine names of Sri Krishna and my body is thrilled in ecstatic rapture? When will that day come when my words are choked with emotion when I sing, my complexion turns pale, my body ecstatically trembles, and streams of tears flow constantly from my eyes? Kabe habe bolo seidina mo. Kabe habe. Kabe navatvipe suradhuni tate gauranitananda boli nishkapate. Kabe navatvipe suradhuni tate gauranitananda boli nishkapate. Nachya gaiya vidai bochute batulera praya chadiya vicha. Nachya gaiya vidai bochute batulera praya chadiya vicha. When will I walk in the land of Navadvip, on the banks of the celestial Ganga? When will I run, innocent calling out, O Gaura!
Gaura!
Louder, O Gaura!
Gaura!
O Nitananda!
Gaura!
When will I dance, and when will I sing, and when will I be like a complete madman, giving up all the considerations of proper social behavior? Kabe habe bolo seidina mo. Kabe nityananda mori kori daya chadaibe mora vishaye ramaya. Kabe nityananda more kore daya chadaibe mora vishaye ramaya. Diya more nija charane rachaya namera hotote dibe hadika
namo ne jiva charane rachaya namera hotote dibe hadika
Kave have vala se dinamo. Kave have vala se dinamo. When will I have the mercy of Lord Nityananda? And when will he release me from the illusion of my worldliness? When will Lord Nityananda give me the shade of his own lotus feet and give me all the qualifications which are necessary to enter the marketplace of the holy name? Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kini boloti bo hari namarasa namarase moti hoibo vishwas.
Kini boloti bo hari namarasa namarasa moti hoibo vishwas.
Rasera rasika charana parasha Koriya mojib rasa niba. Kabe ve bala se dinamo. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Listen to me, devotees. I will somehow become a thief and buy or steal, I don't care, the mellows of the name of Lord Hari. I tell you, I will become intoxicated by those liquid mellows. I will be stunned. And I will go and touch the feet of those great souls who are expert in relishing those mellows of Harinam. Constantly, I beg to be immersed in the sweet nectar of the holy name. Oh!
Kabe habe bolo se dinamo.
Kabe habe bolo se dinamo. Kabe jiva daya hoy be udaya nija sukha boli sudina hridaya. Kabe jiva daya hoy be udaya nija sukha boli sudina hridaya. Bakha divinoda koriya vinoya Shri Agyata Hale Kari Bhe Prachar.
Have bolo seidina mo have bolo seidina mo
when will compassion for the conditioned souls arise in my heart? Only then will Bhaktivinoda forget his own happiness, and with a meek heart he will travel out to humbly propagate the glories of the holy name.
Habe habe bolo seidina mo habe habe bolo seidina mo
trina dikahina kabe nijamani Sahishnuta guna hridaye te ani Sakale manada apani amani Hoya ashwa jibo nama rasa sara
Habe habe bolo seidina mo Habe habe bolo seidina mo
Please tell me, when oh when will that day be mine? When will my offenses come to an end? And taste for the pure holy name will be infused within my heart by the power of divine grace. Oh, when will I become humbler than a blade of grass? When will I welcome the quality of forbearance in my heart? When will I give honor to all living beings? And when will all this false pride go? Then I will taste the liquid nectar of the holy name.
Kabe habe bolo seidina mo Kabe habe bolo seidina mo Kabe habe bolo seidina mo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Hare.
Mohat.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare Bo. It was one early morning. Sri Krishna, who had just gotten up from his rest, walked into the room where his mother Yashoda stayed, and he saw how Yashoda happily prepared a box with the most exquisite gifts. Yashoda took the most valuable jewels, golden necklaces, lovely cloths, different perfumes, etc., and placed them in the best of boxes. As Krishna looked on, he knew for whom this box was, but innocently he asked his mother, "Oh mother, for whom are you preparing this box? It must be for the most wonderful person in all creation. Because you are taking so much care to only put the most precious ornaments inside." Mother Yashoda said, Why is this of interest for you? She must have remembered that once Krishna, when he saw that the Brajabasis were preparing to offer mountains of food for Indra, had stopped all this and had said, please offer this food not to the person you intended it to give. Offer it to Giriraj. And she must have remembered how Krishna himself became that Giriraj and took all this food by himself. So she said, Krishna, I will prepare later a box for you, but now let me just prepare this one box. Don't worry, Balaram will also get a box. But Krishna kept on asking, I'm interested only for whom are you preparing this gift box? Please, Ma, who is this most qualified person? At this, Yashoda began to smile, a loving, heartful smile. And she said, Kanaya, I have a good friend. Her name is Kirtida. She is the wife of Brishabhanu. And this Kirtida, for a moment Yashoda couldn't speak, but then, wiping the tears from her eyes, said, this Kirtida, in her womb, the best of all young girls has manifested. Her effulgence is so bright that she is more brilliant than many suns and moons. Then Yashoda looked straight into Krishna's eyes and said, her name is Radha. When Krishna heard the name of his most beloved Srimati Radharani, his heart was in ecstasy. He experienced immeasurable delight. Goosebumps came over his body, but somehow with great endeavor, he managed to hide his symptoms of joy. Yashoda Ma continued to tell her, I have a plan. Radha's husband Abhimanyu is at this moment talking to your father Nanda Maharaj about some household affairs. But soon he will be finished, and then I will call him and request him to carry this special box for Radha on his shoulder home and present it to Radha. This is my plan. Only then my heart will know happiness when Radha gets this box. Just at this moment, Krishna's two special goldsmiths were on the door. I don't know if you know them. Let us introduce them. One is called Rangana and the other Tangana. They are very good fine jewelers and goldsmiths who make all these wonderful ornaments for Krishna. Arm ornaments, this tinkling, how do you call them? Ankle belts, thank you. Waist belts. Mother Yashoda also had a golden casket made where the Kostuba jewel of Krishna would fit in. And they were, so to say, the personal goldsmiths of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda, out of her motherly love, always wants to give Krishna the best crowns and new crowns and new ornaments. She's never satisfied what Krishna has already, but always wants to increase the ornaments of Krishna out of the ecstasy of her heart. So when a servant came and said, Rangana and Tangana are at the door, they want to know some special details about the ornaments which you ordered. Yashoda was happy. She said, "Can I will come back very soon. I have something to arrange. And I will make a box for you." Huh? Then as she was walking out, she said to Dhanishta, "Dhanishta, I have a feeling Krishna looked in a special way on this box. Just watch him very carefully. You know how he doesn't always know his limits, and he does things which are just Krishna things, you know. So just watch him a little. And whenever he seems to have some plans with the box, say, I will make a better box for him." As soon as Yashoda was out of the room, Krishna's different friends who had just waited at the window climbed through the windows. Quickly Krishna took them to the side and discussed with them what he wanted to do with that box to give real pleasure to Radharani. After some discussion, he emptied the box totally and handed the content to Dhanishta and said, "Dhanishta, you are on my side. Huh? You take this content and just store it somewhere. I just need to visit Srimati Radharani by a special carrier now. Emergency carrying. I so much long for Radha." Dhanishta understood everything and laughed and promised to keep the secret. Very soon Srimati Yashoda returned and met Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Sri Radha. First she said, "How is your health? It seems this is not only an ISKCON way of greeting older devotees, but it's an authorized Brijbasi greeting. How is your health?" And then addressed him, "O Abhimanyu, I have made a box for your wife, full with the finest articles, decorative cloth, gold necklaces, and the best of jewels. Take this box to your wife and then tell her my message. Don't forget it." Abhimanyu said, "O Queen of Braj, what is your message to my wife?" Remember this Abhimanyu? Yashoda must have thought Abhimanyu is sometimes having a little straw in his head, so better make sure that he remembers. "This is the message. O Radha, I'm sending you this most wonderful box of presents. Inside is the best of all ornaments. Please carry this ornament always around your neck and on your body as your permanent decoration." Then she had Abhimanyu repeat what she said. And when she was sure that Abhimanyu had learned it by heart, especially carry this ornament always on you, she was satisfied. When Krishna, who was now inside the box, heard all this talk, he experienced unlimited happiness, and only with great difficulty could he control the laughter of his heart. Krishna very sweetly laughed, very silently. And then he thought in his mind, "Today is the best day. I will perform the best of pastimes. My devotees will talk for thousands of years about this very funny
pastime which I have now in my mind. Maybe Krishna thought of all of you.
When Abhimanyu took the box, he already began to make plans. I will take all the jewels which are there for Srimati Radharani in this box and buy thousands of cows with them so that I will become the most wealthy gopa in all of Vrindavan and everyone chant my glories. First I will present it to Radha, then I'm the husband, I'm in control, I will ask for the jewels. As he carried the box with the most delightful content, Krishna himself, he experienced the greatest ecstasy. His body was overcome by goose pimples, and he did not feel the heaviness of the box for even one fraction of a second. You know, when you have Krishna in, when you are close to Krishna, my dear devotees, all the heaviness of your worries will disappear. Illness will disappear just by chanting the names of Ananta, Govinda and Achyuta. So what happens when you carry Krishna on a box on your shoulder next to your heart and your head? You will feel light. You will feel very blissful. And this happened to Abhimanyu. Finally, in great bliss, carrying this heavy box with Krishna inside, he met his mother Yatila. And with her permission, he carried the box into the innermost protected chamber of the house where Srimati Radharani stayed. At that time, Srimati Radharani was in a terrible condition. She longed so much to meet Krishna. And she was talking to Lalita, "I do not know if I will survive another day without Krishna." Lalita said, "I have a feeling that you will meet your Lord. Don't despair." But she said, "The hours and minutes pass," Radha said, "the hours and minutes pass without me having a chance to meet the Lord of my life. One day is gone. I have not met him. 1 hour is gone. I have not met him. The seconds pass. I am still not meeting him. How will I be able to survive this fire of separation? Alas, alas, I'm the most unfortunate person in this universe." All of a sudden, the door opened and Abhimanyu came in, carrying the box. He said to Radha, "Here the gift of Srimati Yashoda Devi, the queen of Braj. I just came here to deliver this box. Later we will talk about it. But now I'm very busy. I have to go to the cow barn and milk the cows and take care of some business there. But before I go, I have to deliver the message of Mother Yashoda, if I remember it correctly." Then with great concentration, Abhimanyu said, "Oh Radha, this is the message of Yashoda. Oh Radha, I'm sending you this most wonderful box of presents. Inside is the best of ornaments. Please carry it around your neck as your permanent decoration." These were the words of the queen of Braj. At that moment,
Radha felt some beginning of a blissful mood in her heart. When the door was closed, she said to Lalita, "Oh Lalite, usually I'm totally shocked when I see Abhimanyu. But today, it seems he brings the best of news. All my left side is twitching." I don't know if you know, for ladies, the left side is very important. For men, the right side is very important. That's when we take sankalpas and the sankalpa thread. We men put our sankalpa on the thread on the right wrist, and the ladies put their sankalpa thread on the left side of their body, the left wrist. So Radharani said, "The whole left side of my body is twitching. These are auspicious signs, I know it. Simply by seeing this box, a bliss which I have never known before overflows my heart. Kindly, Lalita, open the box quickly and let me see what is inside." Now, as soon as the box was lifted, you must know, all the ladies were in their inner quarters. That was a very private mood. They were not prepared to a lady who was in her inner quarters would first do all kinds of decorations and covering the head before she would go outside. So they were a little freely inside. When the box was... when the lid was opened by Lalita, actually Lalita didn't even have time to open the lid of the box. Krishna, who is known as Kalanidhi, the abode of all arts, simply jumped out of the box and quickly embraced all of the gopis. All the gopis, including Radharani, were just shocked. They couldn't say a word. They couldn't move their eyes. They couldn't move their head. They were just shocked with boundless astonishment. Then they started to laugh and drown in an ocean of happiness. How could Abhimanyu not have known that he carried the best of jewels, Sri Krishna, in the box on his foolish head? How was it possible for Krishna to deceive Abhimanyu in such a way that he had brought Krishna home? How did Krishna get this idea to enter into the house of Jatila, passing the watchful eyes of Jatila, who always stood with a stick on the door, thinking, when this Krishna will come, I will show him my stick, which is the best of all sticks. Radha, who was protected by Abhimanyu and Jatila and Kutila, like the apple of the eye, that's the inside, the pupil, no? were deceived. Now listen to the sweet nature of Srimati Radharani. Inside, she felt the greatest of bliss in meeting Krishna. But outside, she had a totally different approach to the subject matter. She started to quarrel with Krishna. "Oh, best of the thieves, this box was meant for me. It was a box of presents. You must have stolen the contents which was sent by your mother. You must have taken it out of the box, and instead you must have gone yourself into the box. You are not even afraid of your mother. You are so bad that you don't even respect your mother. Don't you know that in the Vedic scriptures it is explained one must respect his mother more than his guru? First you started stealing butter. Then by your criminal tendencies, which developed more and more, you have stolen even things from your mother. No one is safe from you. Then she said, and you have stolen our hearts also. Please, now go home and return our stolen properties. Now Krishna, jokingly looked at Radha and said, you only have false ideas in your head. You are accusing me totally falsely. I was just playing innocently next to the box in order to make my body fragrant with the good smells from the perfumes and so on. I was just near the box, and then your husband, who's with you, who follows your order, has just captured me and cleverly put me in the box and closed the box. I was kidnapped from my mother's place and by your people, and now you accuse me. Both Radha and Krishna at that moment couldn't contain their laughter any longer. And they laughed and laughed about Krishna's unusual ideas. In their hearts they enjoyed this beautiful pastimes as another proof of the great love which they carried for each other. They could understand their desire to be together was so great that all the external obstacles were moved aside. Just like the sun is always together with its rays, just like the musk is always connected to its fragrance and never separated, just like the fire is always connected with the heat and never ever separated, Krishna is never ever separated from Srimati Radharani. The meeting of the divine couple is just as blissful as the separation they experience in each other's absence. When they meet, they simply embrace themselves, and when they are separated, they also embrace themselves in the innermost core of their hearts. My dear devotees, this pastime teaches us something. It gives us the lesson in eagerness to be together one day with Krishna. We at the moment are separated from Krishna, but not in the way the separation takes place in Braj. When there's separation in Braj, Krishna is inside the heart of the devotees. But when there's separation in this world from Krishna, Krishna is unfortunately also separated from our hearts. We are separated and we are forgotten. Now you need to know that you feel separated from Krishna. You need to become aware of this, and then you will remember. By the very thing which makes a distance between you and Krishna,
by that very thing you can make a closeness to Krishna. Separation has made a distance from you. Now become aware of the separation. Become aware that this is the cause of all your troubles. And start to make the connection through separation, feeling, oh Krishna, I'm really missing you. It is this feeling which brings the divine couple together. Radharani's feelings of separation in her home from Krishna are so intense, these feelings, that she cannot be consoled without Krishna coming. Sometimes the sakis will pick these lotus, fully blossomed lotus, these are half blossomed lotus, and make a bed of cooling lotus petals for Radha, and then take a jar, like container like this, from the Jamuna and sprinkle the Jamuna Vata over it to just have a cooling bed for Radha. But the heat of her separation from Krishna is so, so intense that she quickly dries up the leaves of the and petals of the lotus flowers. And then always Krishna comes. This will also happen in you. Not the same, you won't have a bed of lotus petals. But this eagerness for Krishna will come. And if this is becoming more and more and more, then Krishna will come. There's only one prize to obtain Krishna, says Rupa Goswami. And that prize is eagerness. Let us now turn to the altar, to Radha Madan Mohan, and conclude this evening by singing again the same tune. This tune is said to be the favorite tune of Radharani, at least in Braj, they say like this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh Krishna Das, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh-ho! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura, 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 Nitai, Nitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please bring your arms to the air and chant with your heart. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Louder. Hare Rama. Everybody again. Hare.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Nithai. Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Please just sit for a moment. Hare Krishna, I thank you very, very much for your participation, full-hearted and full-throated participation. I think it is very important when we listen to Krishna Leela to keep these two aspects of Krishna's personality in mind. One is, like we heard in the first Leela, that the Lord is the cause of all that is. Unlimited universes come out of the pores and of his skin. The Lord has the power to call the Brahmas and the Shivas, the most powerful personalities, who come when he calls them to Dwaraka and pay their most respectful obeisances. For Krishna, nothing is impossible because of the way he is. At the same time, although he is so majestically opulent, at the same time, Krishna is so sweet. He enjoys more than anything relations with his devotees. And he invites us forever to join in this exchange of love. He invites us. It's an invitation which has an invitation letter which has your name on it. You also have an invitation. He invites you for what is the essence of all our needs, to love and be loved, for this exchange where we can give our love fully and where can we receive the divine love. For this exchange Krishna invites us forever. This is the end of this program. Before you all greet each other and enjoy your and look where you will stay, or before you go to bed, I request you to go to bed not alone. Bring oh, you might say, what is this? No, bring a determination with you when you go to bed. The determination or sankalpa to spend tomorrow a maximum amount of singing in the kirtan. I usually recommend devotees to make up their mind to spend at least 8 hours out of the 12 hours in the kirtan. Why these 8 hours? Well, it would be of course the best if we can stay 24 hours in the kirtan, but that's a little bit long, so we have cut it already by half, so it's a 12 hour kirtan. Now, out of the 12 hours, it is good if we can stay, but all the time. But you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this comes to mind, in his time, asked each of his devotees to chant 1 lakh. That is to spend, if you calculate it, 8 hours of with the holy name a day. That was his minimum. So we think that if you can spend 8 hours in the circle of devotees, that means the devotees who sit here, with the holy name, you are pleasing Lord Chaitanya very much, and you will get his certain blessings in your life. Gaurahari has made a list which will be present there, and you can spend your day accordingly. But it's good if you go to bed with that determination that today, which is also the last full day of our Krishna Samadhi retreat, we will go fully into Samadhi. We will actually do it. We will go by the holy name. There will be also some interesting thing. We will actually present to you a method how you can focus your mind and remain focused by Gopal Guru Goswami, and that will be something interesting for you to study. So I will end this evening here with all of you. I wish you a very restful night, that you are strong and enthusiastic tomorrow. I hope we have something to serve to you so that no one will be hungry in bed, and I'm very happy that you have first of all happy for the Krishna Samadhi retreat people, and also very happy that so many known faces shining brightly with Krishna Bhakti have come from Radhadesh. This is a source of great jubilation today. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.